New Mexico's Governor Gary Johnson is our guest here on The Paula Gordon Show. Governor Johnson, you've drawn a lot of fire on this issue about drugs. I'm very curious what it is that people come to you with irate about your position. What do they say? Why? Because the way you lay it out seems self-evident.
Well, surprisingly, faxes, emails, letters, phone calls, people on the street. When I started out on this, I thought that this was going to be about 70 to 30 negative. That's what I thought. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
You'd have thought
yeah.
it would have been
I would,
about 70?
I would actually have guessed worse. Yeah. 80 probably.
Well, starting out, it started out at about 90 to 10 positive.
Positive?
Now, that's just exactly what I described to you. People on the street, faxes, letters, emails, phone calls. Now, amongst those in power, amongst those politicians, amongst law enforcement, this is 100 to zero.
Mm-hmm. What's the disconnect?
Now, there has been a change in the last year and a half. It's gone from 90 to 10 to about 19 to 1 positive. So with regard to people on the street, and I do recognize there are a lot of people on the street that keep their mouth shut and that would just as soon not say anything. But I don't find that on other issues. So I do find that people are very in tune with this issue. And certainly, I don't know if the two of you have seen the latest movie, Traffic, but it certainly raises the questions that we are talking about right now.
It's curious in that context, the disconnect in a democratic system where we elect people, and particularly at the local level, the state level. How do you account for that radical disconnect between walk around people and their nominal leaders, the people that we've elected
to represent
us?
Well, back to leadership, and I'm not please, I'm not holding myself out as somebody that's any different than anyone else. I mean, but the general rule is politicians follow. I mean, politicians follow. But by the time everybody has made the choice that here's the way that things should be done and that they might be done differently, that's when the politicians will follow.
But who are they following? I mean, it's almost as if there's a blind allegiance to a direction, an unexamined path, that just by inertia we're proceeding in that direction. If it's 19-1, who are they following?
Well, now again, this is my own personal reaction, and these are people that obviously have given the issue thought. And they've chosen to approach me. Now, that isn't to say I haven't gotten arguments on the other side, but all the arguments seem to stem from a couple of premises that you have already made. That number one, this is going to increase use. Number two, this is you're condoning its use. Number three, this is a slippery slope, and that it's going to get worse.
You go to meetings with your fellow governors, and I would expect in public that there would be as an obligation to present certain perspectives. Do you get a different perspective when you're in private?
When they are drinking?
Well, whatever they're doing. What do they say to you in private? Is it the same?
Let me tell you some. There are different conversations in private. There are different conversations in private. And very significantly, you have governors now that are saying, and you have legislators, national legislators saying, we need to repeal federal mandatory sentencing, which puts the mother of three who has knocked off a third of her piece of rock cocaine and sold it for $7 to an undercover agent for the third time, and now she's in jail for 18 years and her kids are the wards of the state. There seems to be an unbelievable growing consensus that at a start we need to stop this whole concept of getting tougher. It doesn't work. Now, that's significant. That is very significant.
And lots of statistics behind the "and it doesn't work."
It doesn't work. Getting tougher does not work. As we talked about earlier, getting tougher happens to affect our kids, our loved ones, our friends, our parents, everybody.
Well, I'm hearing you say that if politicians follow, that if people are interested in this, that they, in either direction, that they would do well to raise this subject wherever they are with their elected officials.
Well, the best kind of politics are the politics of, in my opinion, honesty, and of course, this issue, in my opinion, is the best kind of politics. I mean, this is an issue that can change the world, and yet I would argue it's the biggest head-in-the-sand issue that we have in the world today.
I wouldn't have thought about it until just listening to you. That in a way, I think everybody acknowledges a great deal of cynicism about politics. And listening to you and that those statistics and your experience suggest that in a way, part of the cure for that cynicism is for politicians to at least raise their heads, look around, and probe the current environment as opposed to the perhaps habits
We have a package of 8 bills before us in the New Mexico legislature. If these 8 bills get passed, arguably, and none of them in and of themselves are anything earth-shattering, it's just they're all very pragmatic. That I have made a promise to the legislature, and the promise is the following: you adopt all 8 pieces of these legislation, all eight of these pieces of legislation, and I guarantee, although it might be difficult to measure because we're taking such a small step, that there will be less violent crime, there'll be less property crime, there will be less overdose death, less HIV, less hepatitis C, fewer nonviolent criminals behind bars, less overdose death. There'll be more money spent on drug education and rehabilitation.
Isn't this an interesting place for the state of New Mexico to be able to take a leadership position?
Well, it is. And again, it would be wonderful if we would take this small step and that other states would see the rationale behind it and actually potentially do the same.
Why you and not 49 other governors?
Well, at some point it will be 49 other governors. It will at some point. There's no question that this country is going to change its drug policy. The question is it going to take 80 years to do it? But there's no question that it will happen.
Why have we not learned from alcohol prohibition? When you say prohibition, people remember the Roaring Twenties and that kind of prohibition. Why didn't we learn from that?
Well, why did we not, Paula? I'm making a confession here. I really never listened to Rush Limbaugh, but I understood that Rush pointed out the 10 worst laws of the 20th century, and the worst law, in his opinion, of the 20th century was prohibition. Why have we not made that connection? Here's another one for you, too. This is a real Republican issue. Drugs. It really is. Republicans are going to defend cigarette manufacturers and say, look, cigarette manufacturers, you can make your cigarettes, and you as an individual, you know what? If you're going to be so stupid as to smoke cigarettes, knowing what you know about cigarettes, then damn you, smoke your cigarettes. Republicans are going to defend guns, gun manufacturers. Look, it's not guns, it's people with guns and what they do with guns. Democrats are going to pass a law that's going to say it's against the law to cook French fries in animal fat because of the cholesterol that's going to be in that animal fat and the French fries. And Republicans are going to stand up and say, look, come on, if you're dumb enough to eat French fries in the first place, And in animal fat, then you ought to suffer the consequences. It goes on and on and on. Bungee jumping. Democrats would say, let's outlaw a law against bungee jumping because some people die bungee jumping. Republicans are going to say, oh, my God, if you're stupid enough to jump off a bridge, you know, knowing that you might die, then so be it. And let's eliminate the liability from it also. How come Republicans don't make that jump when it comes to drugs? And all I'm saying is, do drugs do harm to somebody else? That's criminal. But doing drugs harming nobody but yourself? Wow. I mean, isn't that America? Isn't America about freedom? giving people freedom, giving people liberty, and then holding them accountable for those freedoms and liberties?
Governor Johnson, we thank you. We'll be watching. We thank Governor Johnson for courageously challenging the status quo and for giving us all a sense of what needs to be done to begin to address all the problems our current policies generate. We also thank Governor Johnson's press secretary, Diane Kinderwater, who made this program possible. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.